Welcome to the podcast. I'm Flan, he's Spider, that's Bridge, and that's Ben. G'day, everybody. What's your takeaway from today?
Fish and chips.
Yep.
What?
Oh, yeah. Good. I see what you've done there. That's clever.
Yeah. It's got to be, two pieces of flake, a little bit of vinegar, chips, and always have a dim sim and a potato cake or a scallop.
That's out of control. Whoa. That's too much.
This is very, very literal.
Yeah, no pineapple ring?
No.
No? What about you? Where are you on pineapple ring?
Have you ever ordered a pineapple ring outside of a Chinese restaurant?
What are you laughing at, Bridge?
What's the matter, Bridge? What are you laughing at?
What's going on?
It's a podcast, you can probably say.
I get an interesting visual when I hear pineapple ring.
And also pineapple flavours things.
What about, what do you mean the pineapple ring? What visual?
I know, I know what you're talking about. I'm going to make it easy for you, mate. I don't want this to be embarrassing for you. Your husband, Jamie, how many pineapple rings
I was going to say, well, I know how many Nicky Winmar fits on. And that's from Spider. Oh. I know too much about AFL players and pineapple rings.
All right, let's leave it there just for now, but we will return to this. Coming up on today's podcast, Bridge and Spider, you went out last night. You went flash here at the Yacht Club, the YOT Club.
Yeah.
Hung out with some movers and shakers of the Gold Coast and then got busted having a yak about something incredibly embarrassing.
Hey, hang on. Yeah. I'm out.
You're
not
out?
Me.
You're saying you're out?
Here we go. You loved every moment of it.
Yeah, you lapped it up in the moment and then backed away the moment the story got told.
It's like the pineapple rings all over again.
It's a cracker of a story, and you've shifted and thrown a pass to a person under more pressure than me and made me describe the photo that you got busted looking at live on the radio. So you'll find out what that's about. Keith Urban has also been outed by his Mrs. Nicole Kidman. I hear you say, what? But you won't believe where this bloke goes to just clear his head. And we've got our hands on another voicemail from Russell Crowe. He's left this time for South Sydney coach Wayne Bennett, who is an employee of Russell Crowe's.
Well, he's the coach.
Hey, this is Wayne Bennett. Shut up. Mr. Bennett, it's Mr. Bennett. It's Russell. Academy Award winning, bought my favourite footy team, singer, songwriter, poet. Your boss, Mr. Bennett. You know, that Russell. Yeah. Mr. Bennett, not really sure how to broach this. It's been a bit embarrassing. You know, I have to say something. I know I've packed on the weight a little bit, but I found out that when I'm not around you and the Rabbitoh players, you call me Arsie. And, okay, I'm large at the minute. Okay, extra large. Okay, I'm 5X. I know when I address the players, they struggle to tell which of my chins is talking. Oh, RC. Not RC. Oh, I see. RC. What does that stand for? Look, being large can be a struggle, Mr. Bennett. And I have to punch my PIN number into ATMs with my belly button. The struggle is real, you know, but I just wanted to let you know, good luck against Melbourne in the prelim final. After the match on Saturday, I was hoping you could come up and spend a bit of time at my farm, Mr. Bennett. Nana Glenn. I named it after my Nana. Glenn, what a Nana. What a prop forward. If you could come up to Nana Glenn, Mr. Bennett, and we could maybe watch the Bathurst 1000 together. It's the last time the Commodores race, you know. I always cheer for the Kiwi, you know, Jizz Van Schaenbergen. You know, go the Jizz, you know. Let me know if you can make it. I'll send the helicopter. Okay, see ya.
Beautiful night. First time on the Yacht Club, that YOT club. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a boat.
I've got
well,
prize.
It's like a floating
function place.
Isn't it? Mm. It is amazing. Anyway, so we're on that to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Infomaps.
Yeah, Carly and the team.
Yeah, so Infomaps is...
Yeah, they set up all the maps around the Gold Coast. So when you fly in or you come here on a holiday or you want to go to the Surfers Paradise and find out where everything is, these maps tell you how to get there. And been around, as you said, Bridge, for 20 years. What I love about it too, when they originally come up with the concept and the idea... They went to a few places like Ripley's, believe it or not. Wax Museum, Jupiter's Casino, which is now Star, or was Conrad back then. And those companies that sponsored them 20 years ago are still with them today.
Don't you love
so
that?
All the local tourism boards, operators were there. And coming off last week with Tourism Destination Gold Coast with the play money, it was fantastic that they were all together, had a really good night and really excited about what the future holds.
Really good vibe, wasn't there? There was a great vibe around tourism.
Uh-oh.
Look, he's been...
Until.
He's being dramatic.
Okay.
Spider is
being dramatic. Let me just set the scene. So this is a lovely guy who's the PR legend of the Gold Coast, the Squirrel. Andrew Meadowcroft. So we were blessed enough to be on the table with dignitaries.
Right.
Okay. So Mayor Tom Tate, Lady Mayoress Ruth, We had the lovely JP Langbrook and his beautiful wife, Stace. We had Darren Taylor, who's the councillor for Broadbeach.
Division 10 won that this year.
Beautiful
and his
wife.
Fiance, Sam.
All right. And some lovely, beautiful clients, you know, high flies.
So you're out of place.
Completely out of place.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I'm trying to share a sneaky story to Andrew Meadowcroft. Okay, he's a bit cheeky like me and I'm trying to share it. And
trying to go a little hush-hush on it?
A little hush.
Right.
He starts laughing. Everyone's like, I want to see what's happening. I want to see the photo. I'm like, oh, hang on. And I said, and I prefaced it with, okay, and this is Tom Tate and Maris Ruth. And everyone's saying, I want to see it. We don't care. We want to see it. We want to know what you're laughing at. I said, let me say, this is not, this is pretty blue.
This is delicious.
I'm warning you. Now, after I show the photo, everyone burst out laughing, and then the conversation.
Except for JP.
Did he not?
John Paul.
Did he not find it funny, or did he not get it?
His wife thought differently.
Only because JP saw it and went, my wife will never buy that. and then Tom Tate went, don't worry, mate, I'll buy heaps.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's 2 for 1. I'll stock up on them.
He even went as far as going, you know what, I'll even put a tow ball on the Ferrari.
So,
I cannot wait to see this picture.
So what I want you to do, Flan, and it was all going out and it was funny, because what is going to happen if this comes on sale in Australia?
Right. Get through it, Bridge. You can do it.
You've lost it.
Okay.
Remember, I've got nothing to do with this.
You're backing away.
There will be men lining up for this, not women, for this special buy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So first of all, I want you to read out the headline and then scroll down to the photo, Flan, and somehow describe the photo.
Right. Mm-hmm. Remembering there's kids in the car.
Okay. Remember.
Yeah. Okay. So you tell me when to stop reading. Baffling X-rated Aldi special buy leaves shoppers gobsmacked.
Okay. Okay. Now scroll down to the photo of what the special buy is.
And so tell us what it is.
Special buy at Aldi.
As we said, the mayor is thinking about getting one.
It's a whoa! Okay, I see what you've done now. You've railroaded me into something I'm not allowed to talk about. So this is available for sale at Aldi. I can tell you that this went mad on Mudra Barbarians as well, because we have an Aldi in Mudra Bar, and nothing but women commented on this particular product.
But nothing but men will be buying it.
I can say it's a stool.
Fluffy stool.
A fluffy, comfortable stool. And its purpose is that so mummy and daddy can be much closer. Is that what we're talking about?
I still don't understand.
This is a way. Oh God! This is a way.
Yes. Yes.
That daddy could rest his beer on mummy's head. This is impossible to talk about without losing my job.
One thing you won't be doing is increasing the population.
Oh, come on. It saves a lot of calluses, then you.
What do you want me to do?
Why are you sweating from the hands?
Exactly,
I am perspiring now because I've got children to feed. If I say one more word about this stool,
well, speaking of
and
feeding,
its purpose, it's a.
You can't say it.
Okay. We can't even put it online to show you.
No,
all we can say to you is Google.
Kids Google quicker than you.
Yeah, that's true. What do we do now?
All I know is that from now on, I know what Tom Tate, Ruth, everyone at that table, John Paul, Stacey.
Well, look this way. You voted for the right guy. Nicole Kidman's hung her hubby Keith Urban out to dry. Let's find out what she's done.
Keithy Bourbon. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Better blonde tips than my husband. But anyway. So apparently Nicole Kidman said, when he gets stressed, Keithy boy Googles cars. He just Googles cars. He loves a good goggle. And she said, I know when he's super stressed. Sometimes, she said,
this is going to be good.
I'll find him in his closet.
What?
Playing guitar. That's when I know we really need to give him spaces and the kids in the colony to give him space. Then he's gone. Thanks, Nick, for telling everyone. So he's not happy.
No, he's sitting there amongst his shoes. What's he's in the cupboard.
Would you be happy if your wife was telling everyone you need to come out of the closet?
No.
Mind you, what? He couldn't use one of the 10 rooms.
He's got like an underground studio. He's got, it must be a childhood thing. I just imagining him in there with a banjo just rocking or something.
He would have been good at hide and seek.
He would be good. No, he'd be the kid with issues because no one found him.
Yeah, absolutely. You would. You just walk straight past the cupboard and go, nah. Leave that idiot in there. What's he doing in there?
I know. So that's his happy place. And I tell you what, like we've got a studio at home and it's up in the, it's a treehouse studio, we call it. And that's where Jamie goes. And I get told all the time, oh, I'm going to send emails and I'm going to. No. That's his happy place. He bangs on the drums and plays guitar and talks to himself. I don't know.
Is he crushing up and snorting mothballs? What's he up to in there? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard about a celebrity.
I know, it is weird.
That's strange.
Well, where's your happy place at home?
Oh, downstairs, under the house. I live under my house, basically, like a troll under a bridge.
Oh, okay.
What I call the Mudra Bay Yacht Club. I've been redoing a sailing boat. I have no idea how long it takes to sand something.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got all the patience and the... I've got no patience. And it just it's taken me 6 months.
so that's my spot.
Yeah,
so,
under the house.
So the kids and your beautiful wife, Lisa, knows to just not go.
They just leave me alone when I'm down there.
Right. Spider.
Me?
Yes. Within the confines of your area.
Yeah. It's semi-sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should we get it
ready? No.
Get this prepared, ready? No.
Other people will find it great.
Yeah, go on. Where is it?
I just take a little esky.
Yeah, little esky.
Into the garden. And no one comes out. They call me Gary the Gardener when I need my quiet time, and I just walk around talking to the plants and trees that I've cut out.
That you've cut out. With the they're esky. Not there anymore.
And then I bury the stubby so Cherie can't count them.
Bury them. Oh, well, let's see if Pete and Pimple Mark can beat this. Wow, I just find out something new about you every day. Pete, where is your happy place?
My happy place, when everything gives me the Jimmy Brits, work, family, everything, I just go grab the guitar and go in the garage, lock the garage door, plug it into the actual amp and just play it so loud that I think the neighbourhood of Coomera can hear me from Pippama. Yeah. And I feel so much better.
Yeah. See?
Oh, I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to dig up all the bottles in Spider's backyard and take them 10 cents each for it. I'll be a millionaire.
Exactly.
Pete.
Exactly.
Thanks, Pete.
I tell you what, you're going to the Level Up Arcade at the Oasis, Pete.
Oh, that's unreal.
Thanks, mate. Thank you so much.
$100 voucher for you. The perfect place for kids, teens, adults who need an everyday escape, which I think is... Three. Yeah. Maybe Spider needs one as well.
Wow. No, I'm buying you a bench. You haven't got a garden bench, have you?
No, I just stroll around.
You weirdo.
Gary the gardener. And that's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.